I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Tijuana sits at Mexico's northwestern edge and the United States' southwestern edge. Depending on where you stand, it's either to the north or the south. Tijuana directly borders San Diego. In practical terms, it's one metropolitan ecosystem split by a national line and defined by a constant flow back and forth. So a kid growing up there could watch Mexican and U.S. television and hear music from both sides. Out of that dusty amalgam, Julieta Venegas emerged. Maybe it makes sense that someone raised in a city suspended between identities would resist fixed categories herself. Julieta Venegas has spent much of her career moving fluidly between musical worlds.
I've always considered myself non-genre specific. You know, I love just mixing it up.
Like Tijuana itself, Julieta seems most comfortable in the in-between. She was born in 1970 in Long Beach, California, and raised in Tijuana. Her parents enrolled their children in music and art classes, in part to keep them occupied and out of trouble. Julieta quickly showed herself to be a gifted, deeply intuitive musician who taught herself to play multiple instruments.
We all discovered at the same time that maybe I loved music so much. I loved doing it so much. I think we all went like, oh, look, she likes it and she's good at it.
At 21, following the same intuition that had pulled her toward music in the first place, she left Tijuana for Mexico City with no clear plan. Only a conviction that she needed to go.
During my life, I've always taken very drastic decisions that I don't really understand the moment that I'm doing them. I just know that I cannot decide anything else. Moving to Mexico City was, I think, the biggest decision in my life to come here. And at the same time, it was very tough for me because I didn't know what I was going for. I just jumped.
Within a few years of that move, Julieta was making music that sounded unlike almost anything else in Latin pop. She released her first two albums, Aquí and Buen Invento, in quick succession. Then in 2003 came Sí, which included the hits Andar Conmigo, Lento, and Algo Está Cambiando. Sí turned her into one of the defining voices in Latin music in the 2000s. Julieta helped to make room for women who wrote their own songs and didn't have to choose between alternative credibility and mainstream popularity. She herself has won multiple Latin Grammys and a Grammy. She sold millions of records across the Spanish-speaking world and even enjoyed a recent mainstream crossover moment with the song Lo Siento Bebé, which she sang with Bad Bunny. It's racked up over a billion streams online.
Lo siento, bebé.
After nearly three decades of resisting fixed categories, Julieta is returning to the place where that sensibility began. This year, she releases Norteña, an album that turns back toward the border city where it all started for her. She describes it as a tribute to the feeling of growing up on the border.
I always wanted to do this album, or what I imagine as Norteño popular music, inspired in all this music that we would listen to at home. When I wrote the first song with my friend David Aguilar, I said, oh my God, this is a memoir.
At the same time, she's publishing Norteña, Memorias del Comienzo, a book that also examines her early life and the intuition that drove her in the first place. The two projects developed in parallel.
I consider it like a memory project. It's parallel, sort of connects itself, but they're not the same thing. This has been like the biggest puzzle I've put together in my whole career, so it's actually a beautiful time for me right now.
We spoke recently about what it means to be Norteña and the long journey that led her out of Tijuana and ultimately led her back home. You can hear my full Third Story podcast conversation with Julieta at wbgo.org. I'm Leo Sidran, WBGO News.